USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll from the coronavirus has topped 64,000. The president says a new antiviral has been given the green light by federal regulators.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients.
He also called on Michigan's Democratic governor to go easier on the stay-at-home orders. Protesters were at the state capitol. Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin.
What bothered me yesterday is they endangered the police, the sergeant at arms, you know, the staff, by not social distancing, yelling in their faces, and I think it loses some of its strength and message.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The White House blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying at next week's House hearing on the federal coronavirus response. The House Appropriation Committee's subcommittee on the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, and related agencies sought to have Fauci appear at its Wednesday hearing. Fauci, as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, serves on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Former Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Tom Frieden is expected to appear at the Wednesday hearing. On MSNBC's Morning Joe, former Vice President Joe Biden spoke about a sexual assault allegation that was made against him.
It never happened, and it didn't. It never happened.
Former Senate staffer Tara Reid says he assaulted her in a Capitol Hill office building in the 1990s.
I'm not going to question her motive. I'm not going to get into that at all. I don't know why she's saying this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Canada has officially banned assault weapons. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada is now officially banning assault-type weapons. Trudeau cited numerous mass killings in the country, which included the killing of 22 people in Nova Scotia in April, which he described as the deadliest rampage in our country's history. Trudeau said Canadians deserve more than thoughts and prayers, and Canada's Public Safety Minister Bill Blair made the announcement to Parliament.
For decades, chiefs of police, advocacy groups, grieving families, everyday Canadians have been calling for a ban of these types of firearms, guns that were designed for soldiers to kill other soldiers and not for recreational purposes, guns that belong on a battlefield and not on our street.
Mass shootings are relatively rare in Canada, which does have tighter gun control laws than the U.S. Trudeau said he believes the vast majority of gun owners use firearms safely, responsibly, and in accordance with the law. He also said you don't need an AR-15 to take down a deer. So effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Despite rumors of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's death, state-run media KCNA reported he was at an opening ceremony, cutting the ribbon at a fertilizer factory. There were no pictures of him doing so. President Trump said he'd rather not comment on it yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.